Hey y'all, welcome to Black Pod Collective, the podcast where we teach podcasters how to podcast. Yeah, you heard that right. We teach aspiring and current podcasters how to start, grow, and sustain their platforms. So let's see what today's host has to share. Hey y'all, it's Anna, founder of Black Pod Collective, and I'm coming back with another 5-Minute Wednesdays. This week is going to be a little bit different. So if you didn't know, Black Podfest, the Business of Podcasting Summit, took place this past Saturday, and it was absolutely amazing. So let's get into this week's episode. What I noticed from the Business of Podcasting Summit is that people are still so concerned about their microphone and their sound. And I'm doing this as another, I guess, encouragement episode because you guys seem to really like the go for it. So this is me just coming to say, let's take a moment to step back and recognize that it's okay to start with whatever mic you have. So if you have a Samson Q2U, which is an amazing mic, it's actually what I utilize, or an Audio Technica, which I have that mic as well. Those are great mics. You don't have to break the bank for it to be considered good. So many people are wondering and worried about all the bells and whistles, everything from the Rodecaster, which you don't necessarily need. You don't even have to have an interface. All you need is great content, an actual strategy, and an audience that you're ready to cultivate and engage with. That's it. So worrying so much about your sound and, you know, what type of equipment you utilize, I know people who have a good sounding podcast that record from their phone. Now, I'm not saying that's the best route, but I'm saying it's important to start putting your message out there and start growing, start developing. Make sure it's something that you're able to commit to before you spend $1,000 on equipment. So give everything your all and yes, invest, but make sure you're investing in the right things. So if that's a consultant, if that's on marketing, if that's on advertising, that's where your money should be. Whenever people tell me that they're spending all this money on how to start a podcast, it's not that difficult. The starting a podcast portion of it, anybody who's been podcasting for longer than 3 months will tell you the start was the easy part. The hard part is the sustaining, is the figuring out what content, is the staying motivated, it's to avoid pod fade, it's the marketing, it's the finding your target audience, it's the email list, it's the social media engagement. The list is really long and that has nothing to do with the start. So you're worried about the microphone, you're worried about the equipment, and I'm here to tell you that piece, don't worry about it. Focus your energy more so on the content that you're creating and the audience that you're building, because you want to build a community around your podcast, regardless of what it's about. So focus your energy there. Spend your resources there, your time understanding how to go about this. And I know for some people, you might be saying, well, Anna, that's because that wasn't difficult for you. Trust me, it was. But I was never worried about the equipment piece of it because I knew over time I could invest my money in that. But what would be the purpose in investing money when nobody is listening on the other end of that microphone? I have never heard anybody say, oh, I only listen to this show because, oh my goodness, let me tell you how good it sounds. No, it's because of the amazing content. So focus there. This is me coming to say, regardless of how, now I'm not saying let buses and trucks be going by or anything like that, but you should focus your energy more so on what you're cultivating and building and not so much of what you sound like. So this is just a reminder to you. You have what it takes. Don't get distracted. Focus on the wrong things because you see everybody else with all these bells and whistles. You might be seeing them at their year 5 and not their year 1. And even then, you're on a different path, a different trajectory. And that's where I want our community to be at. I want us to be on a completely different trajectory to where we're not comparing our microphones. We're not comparing our equipment. We're not comparing our sound. Instead, we're able to show and tell. The proof is in the pudding. And your proof is in your content and how your audience receives your message. So this is just a friendly reminder. You may not have the best state-of-the-art equipment, but guess what? You're being consistent. You're showing up. You're investing in yourself. You're investing in your platform. You're engaging with your audience. And that's more than enough. So don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So that was it this week. Another little motivational episode just to kind of keep you guys grounded on what we really should be focused on. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. And don't forget, if there's anything you want myself or somebody else on the team to cover, you should email us at hello@blackpodcollective.com. Once again, that's hello@blkpodcollective.com. And until next week, talk to you later. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black Pod Collective, the podcast, a how-to podcast for podcasters. If you like what you heard today, make sure you subscribe, share, and leave a review. We look forward to welcoming you to the collective.